The nation has been grappling daily with news of shootings and protests between law enforcement and people of color. It seems officers of color may be uniquely equipped to bridge understanding between police and communities of color, and yet their stories can seem hard to find. Sergeant Lakeisha Phelps is one of two black officers on a force of over 170 in Nashua, one of the state's most diverse cities. NHPR's Emily Corwin met Phelps at a community event in Nashua in July and recently caught up with the police sergeant to talk about what it feels like to occupy her shoes these days.
Sergeant Phelps.
Hi, Nicole. I can remember when I first got hired, I had a little blue sports car, and one of the troopers would stop me like once every other night. I'm like, how do you not know my car by now? I worked midnight shift, so I would be coming to work at 11 o'clock. He would be in the turnaround, and I would see him come out, and I would just start pulling over. Can I attribute it to me being black and in the wrong place at the wrong time? Probably, because I stick out like a sore thumb.
My name is Sergeant Lakeisha Phelps. I am currently a street supervisor for the Uniform Field Operations Bureau. I've been here for 19 years, so long time.
You get it from both ends. I get it from my law enforcement friends that saying, I don't get this whole Black Lives Matter thing. Why does race matter? You're sitting there saying, what if I am a part of that movement? You're not asking me. You don't care to ask because you're not seeing me. And I'll get from actual family members, cops f***ing suck. Not you, auntie. And it's sort of like, but I'm here.
What began as a routine traffic stop turned deadly Wednesday. Philando Castile has died.
That week, it just came to a head because so much stuff had happened.
Over the shooting death of Alton Sterling by two Baton Rouge police
officers. Snipers opened fire on police who were on duty at a Black
My deputy chief came to me and said, hey, would you participate in this community conversation?
I have something to say.
It gave people in the community the opportunity to see what police officers thought.
I just want to know, like, how do you guys feel and take it? Like, when you hear about the young black males getting shot, obviously, by the police, like, how do you guys take it? Like, what happens in the police office? Like, what do you guys talk about?
Well, I'll tell you, I guess.
The whole time that I was there, I'm like, Lord, I need to keep my mouth closed because I know something wrong is going to come out.
I get very defensive of police officers because I am one. That's what I can relate to. That's who I am. That's, you know, what I can relate to. I say, hold on, don't judge the cop on what happened yet until you know what happened. And don't take
When I away. Say it was overwhelming, I can still replay parts of actually getting up and speaking. I woke up, I never felt such hopelessness, despair. I felt miserable. I looked at my 2-year-old son and I said, how can I explain to him that people that dress like me, because he knows that I'm a cop, he comes to the station all the time, people that are dressed like me are killing people that look like you. Not that they're not killing white people or Asians, but this is a personal, now I'm speaking as a person, not as a cop. That was my personal assessment. What do I say to a 2-year-old black kid? How do I explain that to him? Fast forward until officers getting ambushed and killed. My 14-year-old white daughter came downstairs and said, you going to work today? I said, yep. How can you go to work when you know that there are people that look like you killing people that are dressed like you? This was a choice that I made to put this uniform on and protect people that look like you, no matter what. I impressed myself by keeping a lot of negativity out of that conversation because I wanted to take a stance of black power and you guys need to recognize black people. But I know that that's not the case with some of my coworkers because it's not that they don't recognize black people. They're just uninformed. And I wouldn't believe racism existed in a sense if it never happened to me. It needs to be talked about now.
That story was produced by NHPR's Emily Corwin for the New England News Collaborative.